Hey guys, thanks for checking out the Access Point podcast. Whether you stumbled upon us for the first time or you're a longtime listener, we thank you for coming and listening, and we hope you enjoy.
Let's pray together before we get started. Father, I just thank you for this morning, Father. I just thank you that we can be here to worship you. Just thank you for your word that we're going to study, Father. I just pray that as we talk and discuss and go through it, Father, that we can see your greatness and glory in all of it, Father. And I just pray that as I'm here, Father, speaking, that you can just use the words that I'm saying, Father, to glorify who you are. In your name we pray. Amen. So this morning, I'm going to try, I hope the camera, I'm not sure about my width. I'd like to move a little bit more. But I'm going to be talking about satisfaction. You know, are we satisfied with things in our lives? It's a word that I've been chewing on and thinking about for a while. With changes in life and changes in jobs and everything, you know, it's the thing that Rob and I have talked about is like, are you happy? Are you satisfied in your roles, in your life, in the things that we have? What ultimately satisfies you? And I'm not necessarily talking about stuff that we fill with voids and everything else, but it's a question that we constantly think about. Like, we get something, you know, because we have this urge to buy something. We do something to fill something, you know, fill this void that we have. We have hobbies, we have our family, we have jobs, we have church, we have everything, and sometimes it's there to fill this sense of satisfaction. Are we satisfied with our lives, with our roles? It's a constant in our lives, and it's never going to change, because anytime we have anything in this world, it's like, are you satisfied with this? That's why your phone battery doesn't last after 2 years, because they want you to buy a new one, because you're not satisfied with your phone battery anymore, so you buy a new one. So we have this level of satisfaction that we're always kind of searching for and looking for. So it's been something that's been kind of weighing on my heart for the past year, as some changes have happened in Robin's in my life. And, it's just, am I satisfied? And today what I really want to talk about is being ultimately satisfied, not necessarily filling in these voids with stuff or with jobs or hobbies or anything else, but it's this sense of ultimate satisfaction. As I've been reading and praying over the past year and studying, I studied a lot in the book of Luke, and always had this passage that was kind of on the back of my mind that I was like, I thought it would be a good thing to kind of preach on, but I had no idea how to preach on it. I tend to, as I study, I'll write down something like, oh, that's a good idea, because I always want to be prepared for a Sunday like today, just in case if AJ can't be here and I need to fill in. And so I kind of write down these ideas, and this scripture has always been in the back of my mind. And it's something that you probably would never think would go with satisfaction, but just hear me out this morning, okay? I'll try to explain it as well as I can. So we're going to be in Luke chapter 23. I'm going to have it up on the screen here, and I'm going to read and kind of talk through some of it. So as we start in verse 32, it says, two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him, talking about with Jesus. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, they were crucified with him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. So I'm going to pause here for just a second. As we look at this scripture here, you know, we are reading in there, and Jesus and these two other criminals, they're coming into the Skull, as they say, and coming in to actually, you know, be crucified. And Jesus understands realistically what's going on. So as I'm talking about being ultimately satisfied, you can see in this one statement, Jesus understands what's going on. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's satisfied in this moment. Even in all of this pain and agony that he's going on, he's satisfied with what is actually happening because he knows what's going on. So let's continue into verse 35. It says, "And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, 'He saved others. Let him save himself, for he is the Christ of God, his chosen one.' The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, 'If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself.' There was also an inscription over him, 'This is the king of the Jews.'" So we've kind of set a scene here. Jesus is on the cross with two other criminals. And like I said, in all things, Jesus is satisfied with what is going on right now. Everyone else there, realistically, if you think about it, they probably seem pretty satisfied with what's actually going on. You know, they're getting this man who they think is a terrible person up on this cross, and they're mocking him, they're throwing stuff at him, they're beating him, but they're satisfied with what's going on in that situation. And if we look at our lives and think about ourselves realistically before our relationship with Christ or even in our lives right now, a lot of times we get satisfied in our sin. We get satisfied in our roles and what we do and how we act. And we're like, oh, it's okay. You know, everybody does it. Or it's okay. I'm going to keep doing this because I don't really know how to stop doing it, but I'm just going to keep doing it. And I feel great, so I'm going to keep going. You know, we have this desire where we want to see more, you know, and that's what these people hear. I mean, they're saying, you know, he saved himself. He saved others. Let him save himself. They're wanting to see more. You know, they're wanting to see what they can't see. They can't have enough. And these people have seen Jesus's miracles, and yet they tell him to save himself. Give us this other miracle. Give us something to grab onto. Give us something to hold onto. Give us something to believe in you. You know, to show us that, you know, we should be satisfied with you. And yet here we are, we're throwing stuff and essentially leading this life of sin. You know, and as we look at these situations that, you know, that they're in, sin is leading this situation. And it's allowing the people there to be satisfied with their own flesh and their own death than they are with life. And so let's read on. We're going to get into verse 39. It says, "One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, 'Are you not Christ? Save yourself and us.'" So we have this same person who's part of the crowd. You know, he's still there hanging next to Jesus in this, I can't even imagine this pain that they're going through. You know, telling Jesus, "Hey, save yourself. Give in to your human desires. Give in to sin. Give in to everything that we've given into and save us. You can do it. We've all seen you do it." You know, and AJ's talked about the movie The Passion, and I kind of looked up this scene on it. And it's, you can kind of see in my mind, that's a very, very good portrayal of what's actually happening. You have these three men on the cross, and Jesus is just there, you know, and these other men are just screaming out, like, don't know what to do, have no idea what to do. And that's kind of where our world is. We're in pain, we're in agony, and yet we just want something to save us. We want something to satisfy us to that, so that way in everything we can feel like we're fill this void, per se. You know, and this criminal speaking to Jesus just like our world does. You know, our sinful heart says to us, save yourself. Seek your own desires. Do what you want to do. Don't do what God wants you to do. Don't do what Christ wants you to do, but you'll be satisfied if you just do this, or you just buy this, or you just follow this person here. As long as it makes you happy, that's all that matters. And that's what this man on the cross is saying. Hey, save us. You can save us. Do it. And yet, here Jesus is, understanding and being satisfied within his situation in everything and knowing what's going on. And this is where we all are daily, doing what realistically what we want to do. We're not actually seeking out God to provide us and to trust in what he's telling us to do. We're seeking out our own desires to do what we want to do. So let's keep reading in verse 40. It says, "But the other rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' And he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And he said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." So now we see the other side. We see the side of this other criminal who's speaking up saying, "Hey, don't you see what's going on here? We have a man here that's done literally nothing wrong. And yet he's here with us. We deserve to be here. We deserve everything that's going on in our lives. And yet here we are standing here with Jesus and he's done nothing wrong." You know, we now see a man who is dying on the cross next to Jesus, truly coming to Jesus and saying, "Hey, I can't do this alone. I need you." And in that moment, you can finally see and read that his satisfaction was there. He finally realized that in all of his life and all of his sin, he understood the meaning of bearing the cross and seeing that Jesus is the only thing that can satisfy him. This relationship with Jesus and spending eternity with him is what he was seeking, which is this ultimate satisfaction. So as I was reading this and studying and trying to, you know, praying with and talking with God about what I felt called to do, I mean, there were just some simple points that I wanted to make about these verses. The first one is that satisfaction is not easy to have. Like I said before, this is a daily struggle that we're going to have for our entire lives. You know, you see in Luke here that a man who wants to be with Jesus ultimately is satisfied because he is making a relationship with him. You know, with turning over our lives to Jesus and turning over having this satisfaction, it's this daily struggle that we have to come to Christ daily and seek him in it. And even as believers, this is hard to do. You know, just because we accept Jesus as our Savior doesn't mean that everything's going to be sitting on this nice imaginary silver platter that I'm holding in my hand. That everything is going to be given to us that says, "Here you go, life's easy." Sin is the easier path. It always will be. Because in our mind, it's going to be filling this satisfaction that we're going to constantly seek to get. And yet we have Christ over here who is saying, "Just trust in me, seek me, believe in me." Here on earth, in fact, you know, we're gonna struggle with this daily. Sin has such a stronghold on us, and we're kind of, as I've gotten older, I feel like, I don't know if it's media or anything, but I feel like I can see, you see just sin just like kind of leeching into everything. It's like watching I'm thinking of Captain America coming to mind, but like where they, World War II, when you see them like going into different countries and, you know, essentially you just see the sin traveling on the map, just leeching into everything, every part of our society. And yet we're here just sitting here watching what's going on. You know, and people are satisfied with that. Sin has this stronghold that has overcome everything. It started at the beginning with Adam and Eve, and it's just moving with no end in sight. And that path to that satisfaction can never truly be found within that sin that's leaching into all of our lives. It comes from Christ, which then leads me to my second point, that Christ is our true satisfaction. You know, as we've read this, we see all these people telling Jesus to save himself and others. You know, if he's really the king, well, he can do it. He can just say, "All right, God, I'm done. I'm going to just get off and just go be me." You know, he can do it. They've seen him raise other people from the dead. You know, you've saved others. Why not do it now? Why not save us? Save yourself. Do what you feel like you should do. You know, and then we see this criminal figuratively fall on his knees to Jesus. You know, we see him seeking Jesus in his time of need. Everyone else there has given up on these people and on Jesus, but this man saw Jesus for who he was, and that's a Savior. And so in order to have true and ultimate satisfaction, we have to have this relationship with Christ. We have to be able to seek him and understand what he has done for our lives. Because the only way to be satisfied with our life and with who we are is to understand that Jesus bore that cross for us. He was blameless and an innocent lamb that was sent for us. And so that leads me to my third point, that satisfaction comes with the understanding of being fully forgiven. I think that this is something that believers and non-believers, we struggle with, because I don't know if we ever feel like we can be fully forgiven. You know, we see Jesus on this cross bearing it for us, and yet to understand that we are completely and fully forgiven is a very, very hard concept, because we, as people, we struggle with forgiving others. As much as we say we forgive and forget, there's always in that back of your mind where you're like, I remember what you did. You know, it's same, you know, how we punish kids and all of it. We still remember that. You know, Jesus told this man on the cross that he would be with Jesus in paradise. And Jesus shows that only he can satisfy, but also we as people who follow him need to realize that being fully forgiven is going to be this daily prayer to God to understand this. You know, that man on that cross realized that he was fully forgiven for whatever he did to get himself on that cross. And Jesus saved him from death, and his true satisfaction was made that day. Jesus bore everything on the cross for us so that we could spend an eternity with him. And he did this to forgive us, just as he did that criminal who was on the cross next to him. And that man was satisfied right there in his sin because he realized that he was fully forgiven by Jesus. And I know that we can never be good enough, and we're never going to feel good enough for what Jesus has done. But the relationship is there, and in that we can be ultimately satisfied. We have to come to God daily in order to feel and understand what this satisfaction is. There's never a day that we don't sin. There's never a day that we're ever going to be like, I'm like Jesus today. I didn't sin at all today. We're never going to be like that. As much as we might think we did, we're never going to be like that. And understanding that we are forgiven of it all brings us back to being ultimately satisfied in Christ. So, as I've read through this passage and numerous times over the past year, I never really got satisfaction out of it as much as I thought I would have. But for some reason, it was something that always kind of just this week and here recently has just kind of been in the back of my mind. And in anything, I can say that Jesus is satisfied in this example. He's understanding what's going on that cross, that he's bearing it for us, and he knows that exactly what he's doing. And it also shows us what our world wants us to be satisfied in. It's not in Jesus. It's not in anything that he's done on that cross, but it's in what those people do, which is doing what we want to do, rejecting, mocking, scoffing, doing whatever our heart and our minds desire that we do. But yet we see this man next to Jesus who could have had the same opinion as this world, but he chose to seek his satisfaction in Christ. And to see Christ there and see his love for everyone there and say to that man right next to him that he will be with him in paradise, you see forgiveness. You see Jesus showing that in him comes this true and ultimate satisfaction. And we've sought after ourselves and only ourselves for so long. And even as believers, we still do this on this daily basis. But Jesus bore that cross for us so that we could be fully forgiven, so that we could be fulfilled and satisfied within him. And a life that is filled with satisfaction in Christ is because he is our ultimate redeemer. So we have this example here of this ultimate satisfaction in front of us. So the real question here in all of us is, realistically, what is going to satisfy us today? So let's pray together.
Hey guys, it's AJ Layton, lead pastor at Access Point Church. We're so glad you guys have found us, stumbled upon us, or been long listeners. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to our page, share with your friends. We look forward to seeing you next week.